From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks. The tenor bell of Westminster Abbey tolling 99 times in honour of Prince Philip, husband of the Queen. News of his death was disclosed several hours ago by Buckingham Palace. It's been 3 weeks since the Duke returned to Windsor Castle from a month-long stay in hospital where he was treated for a heart problem. There's been an outpouring of grief across the UK. These people gathered at Buckingham Palace.
I think people will be really sad. I think they'll be really sad for the Queen that she's lost him. And I think as a whole, there'll maybe be some worry with regards to the monarchy and what happens to it from this point on.
Absolutely saddened. I think he was a true inspiration, not only to his generation, to our generation, to my generation. And it is a very sad day.
And at Buckingham Palace for us, FSN's Ollie Barrett.
Hundreds of people have gathered here at Buckingham Palace to lay flowers and messages and pay their own tribute to Prince Philip. And that's despite the government asking them not to because of COVID-19 restrictions, which do not allow large public gatherings at the moment. And those restrictions will also impact the days ahead when it comes to remembering Prince Philip. The funeral will need to be a pared-back affair when it does take place. He had wanted a small funeral anyway, but restrictions are now in place on the amount of people allowed to attend events like funerals. That funeral will take place at Windsor Castle, where he died, according to Buckingham Palace, peacefully this morning, and where he has been living with the Queen in the recent months of the pandemic.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the Duke of Edinburgh had earned the affections of generations. The leader of the opposition, Sir Keir Starmer, called the prince an extraordinary public servant. US President Joe Biden said his legacy will live on, not only through his family, but in all the charitable endeavours he shaped.
He was a heck of a guy. His lifetime of service to the United Kingdom and the whole Commonwealth was visible to everybody for a long, long time. His bravery, serving in World War II, as well as his being a champion of the environment, as well as the charitable things he set up. So we really do express our condolences for an extraordinary life that was led by the prince. And I think he's going to be missed, particularly in the United Kingdom.
Other stories making news today. There's more trouble for Boeing's 737 MAX, with 16 airlines being told to ground the jets and check them for possible electrical problems. Amazon workers in Alabama have voted overwhelmingly not to join a trades union. And a pathologist has told the murder trial of Derek Chauvin that the former police officer is responsible for killing George Floyd. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. More now on Prince Philip. The Duke of Edinburgh was known as a man who didn't mince his words, as delegates to a World Wildlife Fund meeting heard back in 1970, when he pressed for new regulations to control the scourge of pollution.
The impassioned speeches will be so much effluent under the bridge, unless it is followed by drastic political action. Time is fast running out, and it remains to be seen whether those in political authority can shoulder their responsibilities in time to relieve a situation which grows more serious every day.
Among the many charities and organisations that he headed, Prince Philip will perhaps best be remembered for the Duke of Edinburgh Awards Scheme. It launched back in 1955 and aimed to give young people the chance to develop skills for life. The Prince discussed the scheme's work in February 1976.
This scheme is not a cure, it's a preventative. Once you've got a soccer hooligan, you've got a soccer hooligan, then somebody else is going to have to try and cure him of that. The purpose of the scheme basically is to try and catch people while they are moderately civilized still and keep them that way.
In other news today, there's more trouble for the Boeing 737 MAX. The company has told 16 airlines to ground the plane while they check for any possible irregularities with its electrical system. It's the latest issue for a plane beset by problems following two fatal crashes that killed almost 350 people. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is warning that his country faces a famine comparable to one in the 1990s that killed millions of people. And at least 19 police officers were injured in the latest overnight violence in Belfast. And that is the latest Feature Story News. Simon Marks reporting.